Hello, this is Reverend Kathy Reed from the Ballina and Lennox Head Anglicans, and welcome to Couch Church. Today, I'm reflecting on a parable of Jesus. It comes from Matthew chapter 25. Jesus spoke this parable to his disciples. For it is as if a man, going on a journey, summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had the 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. The one who had received the 5 talents came forward, saying, "Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." Then the one with the 2 talents also came forward, saying, "Master, you handed me over 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, "Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours." But his master replied, "You wicked and lazy slave. You knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10 talents. For to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Last week, we had the parable of the 10 bridesmaids as our gospel reading. And if you listened to Couch Church, you will have heard Reverend Mandy talking about it. It's a parable about waiting. And today we have another parable. This time it's the parable of the talents. And in a way, it's another parable about waiting, about 3 slaves who were waiting for the return of their master. But the real point of this parable is what the slaves did while their master was away. The master had given each of the slaves talents. Now, we need to be very careful of this word, talent. You might not know this, but until 500 years ago, we didn't have the word talent in English. But when they started translating the Bible into English, people adopted the word talent straight out of this parable, and they started to use it to mean special skills and abilities that we have. So today, when we hear the word talent, that's what we think of. Someone with talent is someone with a gift for doing something very well. But that's not what the word talent means in our parable. A talent in the time of Jesus was a very valuable coin. Very valuable. In today's terms, 1 talent was worth about $40,000. Just imagine that. Just imagine holding in your hand a single coin worth $40,000. So, the master in the parable gave the first slave 5 talents. $200,000. The second slave was given $80,000, and the third slave received $40,000. The master gave each of them what he thought that they could cope with, deal with, manage well, what they could use. Well, two of the slaves traded with their money and they doubled it. But the third slave was so frightened of the responsibility and afraid of his master that he carefully buried his coin to keep it safe. He didn't even put it in the bank to earn a bit of interest. The master came back and praised the two slaves who had doubled their money, but things didn't go so well for the third slave. The master shouted at that third slave, called him wicked, lazy, worthless. This seems harsh, but remember, the master had only given that slave a smallish amount, an amount that the master knew that if the slave really tried, he could do something with, he could use it. And in consequence of the slave not doing that, he was cast into outer darkness to weep and gnash his teeth. Now I want you to remember that this is a parable. It doesn't literally describe how things are. It doesn't literally describe how the world works or how things will be. Jesus loved to use exaggeration to get people's attention. So when we hear Jesus tell a parable about a slave who was cast into darkness to weep and gnash his teeth forever, well, that'll certainly get our attention. It will get us thinking. And that's what this parable does. It makes us think. When we hear what happened to that slave who buried the coin, our first question might be, why was it so very wrong for that slave to bury the coin and not to use it? Well, the point of this parable was to remind the disciples and us that we have been given very precious things and our responsibility is to use them, not hide them away. It was wrong for the slave to bury the coin because he'd been given something precious to use, not to hide. But what is it, this precious thing, or these precious things that we've been given, that we must use and not hide away? Well, the obvious answer is we've been given our talents, our abilities, our skills, and we should use them for God. Yes, we should use our skills and our talents for God. And we have many and varied skills and talents. But there is more to it than that. There is even more that God gives us. In fact, God gives us everything. And so it is our responsibility to faithfully use everything that God gives us. And use it to do what? Well, we are to use what God has given us to share and spread the love, the good news that we've also been given by God. And why would we hide that away? Why would we not want everyone to share the joy of knowing what it is to be loved by our God, our generous God? We've been given so much. Wouldn't we want to share it with others? Now, when I preached this sermon on Sunday, shortly after the sermon, we sang a hymn. It's a hymn that you might know. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. It's the perfect song to have as we reflect on this parable of the talents. It's a song that reminds us that we are to use everything, to offer everything to God, not hide it away. The song, Take My Life, is a kind of prayer. And so I want us to stop and reflect a little bit on the words of that song. They're very powerful words. Right at the start of the song, we offer our whole lives to God. We sing that we want to spend every minute of every day praising God. What a wonderful thing to ask. What a wonderful thing to offer God. Take my moments and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. It's not easy to do that, but we're asking God to help us to do that. Next, we offer our bodies to be Christ's hands and feet in the world. Take my hands, take my feet, we sing. We offer our bodies in practical service to God. This is where we use our gifts, our skills, our abilities to be Christ's hands and feet. Now, in the song it says, "Let my feet be swift and beautiful for thee." And, well, maybe your hands and feet aren't so swift and beautiful these days. But even if your hands or your feet or your body don't work so well anymore, you can still fold your hands in prayer and pray for God's world. So, we've sung to God that we want to spend every moment of every day filled with praise. We've offered our bodies to serve God. Next we sing, "Take my voice." We are promising that we will use our voices only to speak messages from God. Now, we definitely need God's help with that, but how amazing it will be if our lips are only used to speak messages of God's love. So we're offering God every moment of our lives, our bodies, our voices. And then we offer our money. We sing, "Take my silver and my gold. Nothing, Lord, would I withhold." Now, this is one that can be a real challenge. How much should we give to do God's work in the world? I'm not going to suggest any hard and fast rules. Personally, I tithe. I give 10% of all my income. All I ask is this: when you decide how much you're going to give, do you put God and God's kingdom first in that decision? Do you put God first when deciding how much money you will give to build God's kingdom? Because when we sing the song, "Take My Life," we sing, "Take my silver and my gold, nothing, Lord, would I withhold." Nothing. So the list of what we're offering God in this song is getting pretty long now. Take my life, my body, my voice, my money. And there's more. Take my intellect, take my will, take my heart. So we offer not just what's on the outside, but what's on the inside too. It might feel like a bit much perhaps, but all of this is what we have been given by God, not to hide or keep for ourselves, but to use to share the joy we have in following Jesus. In our parable, it was wrong for that slave to bury the coin, because his master had given him something precious to use, to share. The slave was too afraid, too unwise, too unthinking to do it. The other two slaves used what they had been given, and their reward was to be called good and faithful. I'm sure each one of us longs to hear those words from God. "Well done, good and faithful servant." God has given each of us so much, and God asks us to use what we've been given to share the love, the good news, the joy of knowing him. Don't keep it to yourself. We end with a prayer. Loving God, take our lives, fill each moment of our days with praise for you. Take our skills and our prayers to build your kingdom in this place. Take our money to spread your message of good news. Take our intellect, our imagination, our inspiration. Take our hearts, our will, our love. Take our whole selves in the name of our friend and guide, Jesus Christ. Amen.